兄姊妹，我们先请读一处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read one Bible passage.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章十五到十九节。
From verses 16 to 19.
哥罗西书第一章十五到十九，爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，就是为他造的。他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他也是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers.All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell.
这边有一个强调的点，就是讲到耶稣基督是那个第一个首先的。
The emphasis here is like the Lord is first.
所以这个第一个呢，他可以说是在比如说在他的地位上。
First is first in position.
在他的那个 rank 是次序上。
Okay, first in rank.
没有，然后在比如说在时间上。
For example, in time,
他是最高的，他是最大的。
He is the highest and he's the mightiest.
他是最重要的。
He's the most important.
他是那个最超越的。
And he is above all.
对，我想这是我今天希望能够表达的一个事情。
This is what I want to express today.
然后我们有一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们在这边把你摆在首位。
Lord, we want to put you in first place.
主啊，你知道我们是有没有把你摆在首位。
Lord, you know what our condition is.
主啊，但是我们愿意把我们脚屈膝在你的面前。
But we want to bow before you.
好叫我们更多来认识你。
That we will know you more.
主啊，更多经历你救恩的完备。
That we will experience the completeness of your salvation.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.那个保罗啊，在被监禁的时候呢，写了几封书信。
When Paul was in prison, he wrote a number of letters.
有以弗所书，还有刚读的哥罗西书，还有腓立比书。
Ephesians and what we just read, Colossians and Philippians.
好的，腓立呢，我今天是不讲的。
Today I'm not going to mention Philemon.
然后在这个监狱里面呢，他得着神。非常大的一个启示。
When he was in prison, he received great revelation from God.
不是说他在过去的时间当中，在他服事的这个历程当中
，or in the history of his ministry，
他其实已经是一个非常成熟的基督徒。
He was already a very mature Christian.
他把自己摆上。
He had given his all for the Lord.
然后他写了像罗马书。
He had written the book of Romans.
还有这个在一个非常困难的聚会，哥林多前书、后书。
In this problematic church, First and Second Corinthians.
但似乎神有一个更高的旨意。
And yet the Lord has a higher purpose.
他把他放在一个监狱的环境里面。
And so he placed Paul in the prison.
然后在一个也许比较安静、那个停下来的一个脚步的情况里。
And it's as if the Lord stopped him in this place.
然后他把一个很大的一个启示呢，在这个情况里面向保罗呈现出来。
And he gave him this great revelation.
就像摩西哈，他在西乃山上四十天呢，神给他启示。
It's like Moses when he was in Mount Sinai for 40 years, the Lord revealed to him.
我今天不会不是直接要解释我们刚刚念的这段圣经。
I'm not trying to explain what we just read.
但是呢，我们希望能够抓住他的这个原则，并且经历到这个原则。
But we want to be able to grasp the principle in there.
弟兄姊妹，有机会啊，你再读几遍。读几次这个圣经
May you read this over again a few times
然后你越读呢就越觉得自己越来越小
And the more you read this the smaller you will feel
我想说那个保罗以前对救恩有启示对不对
We know that Paul has a revelation about salvation
然后对基督徒的成长也有启示
And he has revelation about Christian growth
然后对这个教会里面怎么处理事物他也有启示
Or how things should be governed in the church.
可是他在监狱里面这个启示好像不太一样。
But this revelation in the prison is very different.
所以我们看到的时候呢，觉得他好像是一个我称他叫做宇宙性的这个一个启示。
And so we see this difference, and I termed it as a universal type of revelation.
好像你看到一个比如说创造。
For example, you see creation.
然后看到什么万有。
You see all things.
然后看到所有的事情，凡事。
And so everything.
然后比如说他讲到说，他叫万物万有都借他靠他而立，十七节后面，万有也靠他而立。
And that he's by him all things consist.
或是说，你可以这样想象，就是今天宇宙非常非常的浩大。
So you can.See today's universe is very big.
然后这个浩大的情况里面，是从借着我们的主呢，也是被他为他而造出来的一个宇宙。
And all this is through him, by him, and for him.
然后不仅如此啊，今天这个巨大的宇宙，有时候科学家想象不出来是什么样一个力量让它维持在那边运作的。
And today's scientists they don't know what kind of energy is letting this universe go on.
啊，保罗知道。
But Paul knows.
保罗知道说是那位神的爱子呢，有一个大能呢托住万有。
It is God's beloved Son who is holding all this together.
哇，所以当我们看见这个保罗得到神的这个宇宙的启示的时候，我们实在是觉得自己很微小。
So when we see how Paul received this universal revelation, we see how small we are ourselves.
然后呢，我以前我有提过哈，我们人受造的意义。
I've mentioned before why we men are created.
那个我那时候是用消去法，消去法。
From deduction, by the process of elimination, I spoke about that.
对，我再讲一下哈。那个有一次我思想到人到底活着是为什么。
I talk about what's the meaning of existence of life.
我们已经信主了，那我们知道说，我们信主的人能够明白我们人活着是为什么。
We are already believers, but do we know why we are living?
也许我们不容易表达，但是甚至也很难跟那个福音朋友表达这件事情。
Maybe it's hard for us to express this or even to tell our gospel friends.
所以有一天我有个感觉哦。
So one day I have this feeling.
我们要用消去法。
So I have to use the process of elimination.
也就是说，我在想说，我人生到底活着在干嘛？
Why am I living?
是不是为了赚很多的钱呢？
Is it to make a lot of money?
这个听起来不太对，消掉。
Yes, it does not sound right, so we eliminate that.
然后是不是要在工作上能够爬得很不错，那个很有成就呢？
Or is it to get promotion in your job?
好像也怪怪的。
Well, this does not sound right either.
那还是说我要在人间呢，创造一番这个什么东西很好的情况，能够流芳百世这样子。
Or do I create or make something so that it can last?
好像也没几个人是流芳百世这样子。
But it doesn't seem like many can achieve that either.
还是说我要把这个家庭弄得很和谐美满？所以我人生就完美了呢。
Or do I have a very good family? Then I'm complete.
所以这个听起来也不错，但是好像还是配不上。
This sounds pretty good, but it's really not good enough.
所以发现这些的东西哈，所有的东西好像都配不上人活着的意义。
So we realize that all these are not good enough reasons for living.
为什么呢? 因为人太尊贵了。
Why? Because man has honor in him.
所以呢, 神是用最最, 宇宙当中最最宝贵的那, 那个事物, 最丰盛的事物呢, 要成为人的意义。
So God wants to use the most precious, the fullest thing to be the meaning of life.
就是神的自己。
And that's God himself.
宇宙最宝贵、最丰富、最有福、最喜乐的呢, 就是神的自己。
The fullest, the most precious, the most joyful is God himself.
这是讲到人。
That's about men.
然后但是保罗在这边还比这个更大。
But then Paul speaks of something even greater.
他说整个宇宙产生的意义呢, 都是在基督里。
It's like the existence of the whole universe is because of Christ.
越你说这个维修越讲越抽象了。
And you say maybe Weishou you're speaking in very abstract way.
所以今天呢，你看见这个保罗有一句话非常重要，是在第十八节后面。
And so Paul has a very important word, and it's at the end of verse 18.
使他就是耶稣基督在凡事上面居首位。
That is, in all things, he might have the preeminence.
也许我们可以用这句话呢, 总结这个整个宇宙的这一个体系。
Maybe we can use this to summarize the whole thing about the universe.
所以神在这边告诉, 他告诉保罗, 也要告诉我们。
The Lord told Paul, and he's telling us,
他说整个宇宙的意义跟人生的意义呢, 就是叫基督在人所有的事情上面居首位。
The meaning of the whole universe and the meaning of man is that Christ will have preeminence.
那是父，就是我们的天父心中很喜欢的。
This is the heart of God. This is what God would, what will please Him.
他觉得这是最重大的事情。
And to Him, this is the most important.
所以呢，当我们去叫基督居首位， 我们就能够进入到神要给我们的丰盛里。
If we have Christ being in the place of preeminence, then we can enter into his fullness.
结果就在同一段时间呢，保罗也写了腓立比书。
And in the same period of time, he wrote the book of Philippians.
所以我就用腓立比书第一章二十节。
So I use Philippians 1:20.
腓立比书一章二十节。
1:20.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death.
所以对保罗而讲呢，对保罗来说呢，他接受了神给他这个这么大的启示。
To Paul, he received this great revelation.
然后他知道了，哦，这个基督要在凡事上居首位。
And he knows that Christ has to have preeminence in all things.
那这件事情呢，不是只是停留在他的知道，头脑的知道而已。
This thing cannot just remain in head knowledge.
这件事情就在同个时间呢，你会发现，他把他身上这件事情在他身上的实际呢，他也把它记下来了。
And so at the same time, he recorded the reality of this thing in him.
他说，没有一件事情可以叫我羞愧的。
He said, "There's nothing that will make me ashamed."
因为在所有的事情上面呢，我都叫基督在我身上照常显大。Why?
Because in everything, Christ be magnified.
不论在任何的情况里面。No
matter what the circumstance.
就算在监狱里面。Even
in prison.
就算在顺利的里面。
Even in good times,
就算是在这个别人抵挡的时候,
even when I'm being attacked,
就算是在别人欢迎他的时候,
or when I'm being welcomed,
他里面有一个感觉, 这些事情, 不管发生什么事情呢, 我总要基督在我身上一直的显大。
No matter what happened, Christ be magnified in me.
所以弟兄姊妹, 有的时候, 比如说有的弟兄姊妹, 他说他, 哎呀, 他受尽, 这个会怕，受浸会怕。
Some brothers and sisters said they are afraid to be baptized.
所以保罗在这边说，他凡事放胆，所以保罗也有可能也有害怕的时候。
But Paul says here that he is with all boldness. So sometimes he might be afraid too.
也许我受尽了，家里面哎呀会有什么反应呢？然后会不会有反对呢？
Well, if I get baptized, maybe my family would be against that. Maybe there's going to be opposition.
那这件事情有没有让基督在我身上显大呢？
Now, does this thing magnify Christ in me?
所以在这个那个他在监狱里面。
So when he was in prison,
我是让我的害怕，就是说让我的这个自爱自怜显大呢？
Do I let fear or self-pity be magnified?
还是我让这个我每天在想，就是哎呀，我这个为什么我没有犯罪被关在监狱里面，每天在想这些事情显大呢？
Or do I keep thinking, well, I didn't do anything wrong, why am I in prison? Do I magnify this thing?
没有，他让主在这个事情上显大。
He did not, because he let Christ be magnified.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们说，哎呀，保罗实在是已经非常成熟的基督徒，所以可以显大。
Maybe we say Paul is very mature, so he can do this magnifying Christ.
我们看另外一个例子啊。
Let's look at another example.
路加福音第一章。
In Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
30 and 31.
30 and 31.
天使对他说，玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus.
然后34节。
And then 34.
玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
然后38节，玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。天使就离开她去了。
And 38, and Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
然后46节。
And then 46.
玛利亚说，我心尊主为大，我灵以神我的救主为乐。
And Mary said, My soul do magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
所以弟兄姊妹，玛利亚是一个小姊妹。
We know that Mary is a young sister.
对，可能跟你们现在读那个本科的同学们差不多。
Maybe she's about the age of those who are in college.
但是她在这，就是说，我假设大家很对这段圣经很熟哈，就是玛利亚。他已经订了婚了，订了亲了。
So Mary was engaged.
但是呢，神拣选她呢，成为耶稣肉身的母亲。
And when God picked her to be the mother of Jesus.
所以在那个时代当中呢，一个没有结婚就生孩子的女人呢，这是非常羞耻的一件事情。
At that time, if you're unmarried and you are with child, that is a very shameful thing.
那甚至照着律法呢，他可以被石头直接任何人都可以打死。
And according to the law, he could be stoned by anyone to death.
可是神的拣选啊，他是看进玛利亚的内心的。
But the election of God is according to the heart. God knows Mary's heart.
我们发现玛利亚这个小姊妹呢，她是一个让主凡事都能够显为大的一个姊妹。
She is one who can magnify the Lord in all things.
她不是像她跟保罗呢，不是因为保罗在监狱那个时候，也不是因为玛利亚在受了这个试验的时候，才叫基督显为大的。
It's not that when Paul was in prison or when Mary is in such a situation that only that Christ can be magnified.
我相信他们平时之间呢，已经把基督放在首位了。
I'm sure that in their everyday life, they have already placed Christ at the first place.
所以当玛利亚碰到一个事情是她不能够明白的时候
，So when she encountered this thing that she couldn't understand,
是有生命的危险的时候。
When her life is even at stake,
或是甚至说是一个女人的名誉要被污染的时候
，or even when her name is gonna be shamed.
他说我情愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
She said, "Be it unto me according to thy word."
所以当他 他当他有一个好像诗歌一样的那个赞美的话发出他心从他心里面发出来的时候
when she has this song of praise from her heart
他就说我心尊主为大
she said my soul magnify the Lord
他跟保罗一样要让主放大
the same way she wants to magnify the Lord just like Paul
对他不是让他的心思放大
it's not she's not magnifying what's in her mind
心思放大就说哎呀我这个我每天就在想说我现在要怀未婚生子然后我会怎么结果怎么谁怎么别人怎么看这个越放越大
if she's magnifying her thoughts she will be thinking oh what's going to happen to me what's going to happen to my engagement and all this
那她也没有把她感情越放越大
she did not enlarge her feelings either
呀会不会这个我丈夫啊不爱我了或者是说我这个 别人在开始仇恨我了等等这些感觉就越放越大
or that this husband of mine would not love me anymore people are going to hate me
没有他是让主在他身上越来越大
no she didn't do all of that she let Christ be big in her
所以弟兄姊妹在很多事的事情上面你愿不愿意微小自己呢
So are you willing to be small in everything?
把自己越放越小，但是主在我们身上是越放越大。
That you become smaller and smaller, and Christ becomes bigger and bigger.
有时候我们真的是把主耶稣看得太小。
Many times we make the Lord too small.
有时候我们觉得我们的功课、我们的工作、我们的难处比主耶稣还大。
We feel that maybe our schoolwork, our work, our difficulties are bigger than the Lord.
但是玛利亚在这边，她没有，她觉得主呢比她这即将要面对的所有难处都还要来得大。
But to Mary, the Lord is bigger than all her difficulties that are going to come.
所以她能够全心的能够信靠主。
And that's how she can trust the Lord with all her heart.
弟兄姊妹，一个真正尊主伟大的人，才能够有真正的喜乐。
A person who really magnifies the Lord can have real joy.
他说他以神我的救主为乐。
Because she said, my spirit has rejoiced in God.
如果是我的话，在那种情况笑都笑不出来吧。
For me, if I'm in that situation, I cannot smile anymore.
但是他当他以主尊主为大的时候呢，他里面突然有一个不可能的喜乐从他身上涌流出来了。
But when she magnified the Lord, there's this joy that bubbles out of her.
弟兄姊妹，那个才是真正基督徒的喜乐。
This is the real joy of a Christian.
不是勉强挤出来的。
This is not something forced upon and come out.
是当主耶稣在我们身上为大居首位的时候呢，神喜乐，我们里面就自然喜乐。
It's when Christ has the first place and we magnify Him, then the joy will flow.
刚我们弟兄也提到我们之前听到我们江弟兄的一些的信息
Our brother mentioned that we heard Brother Kong's message
那个要他第一堂要回到七月份可能不一定可能大家都忘了、
His first message was we heard that in July maybe you guys have forgotten about it
不过他第二堂的时候他把第一堂的那个奉献的事情呢又稍微复习了一下
But in his second message, he reviewed the part on consecration.
弟兄姊妹，为什么弟兄们这么觉得奉献是一个很基本、重要的事情呢？
Why is it that the brothers pay such great importance on consecration?
你知道吗？当我们信主得救的时候呢，我们还没有让基督居首位。
When we first believe, we have not put Christ in the first place.
可是他神为了让我们这些人哈、啊，我们所有这些得救的人，他能够找到一批人让基督居首位，所以他先第一步要先救我们。
But in order that there will be a group of people who put Christ in the place of preeminence, he had to save us first.
可是当一个人刚刚得救的时候，你说什么基督在凡事上居首位，对这个人来讲是非常，有时候非常困难，有时候是非常抽象。
So for a newly saved believer, it's very abstract for that person. It's also very difficult for that person to put Christ in the first place.
也就是说，当神要把得救的人呢带到一个地步，凡事上主居首位，这是神所要做的。
So this is the work of God to bring a person who is saved to the place of putting Christ in the place of preeminence.
然后得救之后呢，什么样的事情能够叫人开始碰到神所要做的这件事呢？
Now, after a person is saved, what is the thing that will let him meet or encounter such demands?
也就是说，就是奉献这件事情。
It is consecration.
也就是说，当一个人开始奉献的时候呢，他开始摸到什么叫让基督居首位。
Because when a person first consecrates himself, that is when he understands what it means to have Christ.
所以当一个人没有奉献的时候呢，基督居首位对他来讲是一个非常遥远的事情。
For an unconsecrated person, to him, Christ being in preeminence is so far from him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个奉献，所以我们已经不知道该怎么讲才能够强调它的重要性。
We don't know how to say more on consecration to emphasize its importance.
我们这个命是神所救来的。
Our life is saved by God.
我们理所当然让他成为我们生命的主人。
It is but right and reasonable that He is our master.
这个奉献就是我们的一生的主权呢，没有保留的交给他。
Consecration is without any hesitation, we give our rights to over to Him.
从那天开始呢，主真正的在我们心中做宝座。
And then from that day on, He is enthroned in our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，没有奉献，我们连那个基督居首位的边基本上是没有摸到。
Unless there's consecration, we have not even touched the edge of Christ being preeminent.
然后特别提到这件事情是在凡事上居首位，凡事上每一件事情哦。
And we need to pay attention, this is Christ is preeminent in all things.
所以当我提过，我在信主之后几个月。
After I believe, the few months after that.
对，你要说我傻傻的也好，就是很单纯也好。
Maybe you say I'm simple, I don't know much.
那个时候，当我一听完奉献这件事情之后。
After I heard the message on consecration.
我就在家里面就单独就跟主祷告。
I was alone at home and I prayed to the Lord.
我愿意他成为我一生的主。
I'm willing that he is my Lord.
不仅仅是救主，而且是主。
Not that he's my Savior, but he is my Lord.
他在每一件事情上面呢，他都可以做主。
That in everything he is Lord in my life.
这个并不是表示说我以后都没有挣扎。
It does not mean that I have no struggle afterwards.
就是主在后往后的年日里面呢，他就试验。
And so, in the days following, the Lord tested.
他在婚姻的上面试验。
He tested me on the marriage.
在学业上面。
In my education.
在跟 roommate 的关系。
In my relationship with my
在那个工作上面。
In my work.
在孩子上面。
In my child.
他试验说，你这个奉献是，他把那个真正的事情临到我的时候呢，我在那边再次的学习说 OK 我是一个奉献的人。
So when things in life really happen to me, then I learn, am I really one who's consecrated?
所以呢，后来哦，在奉献这个事情上面，我听到不同的弟兄姊妹有不同的情况，我都有时候我都不太能够理解。
So when I heard about brothers and sisters have certain situations, I don't quite understand.
所以比如说奉献是部分的奉献。
So for them, consecration is partial.
Partial, 对，这个，因为他这个基督居首位是凡事居首位。
Because when we talk about Christ having preeminence, it's in all things.
所以当我们奉献的那一次的那个第一次的奉献的时候呢，我们是凡事都给主的。
That first consecration should be consecrating everything.
什么叫做部分的奉献啊？
What does partial consecration mean?
就是好像你有个老板，对不对？
For example, you have a boss.
哎，老板，这个project A, B, C 都好好听你的。
So maybe
project A, B, and C, I'm going to follow you.
可是那个 D 好，那个 D 我要偷偷的，我不听你。
But then for project D, I'm not going to listen to my boss.
所以那个部分的奉献就是说，我有些事情我其实主都知道，我好像偷偷的这个东西我还是不可以给主。
So God knows all about this. So for you, there are certain things you keep to yourself. You don't want the Lord to touch them.
所以弟兄姊妹，主的感觉是什么呢？
So how does the Lord feel?
主说我宁愿不要做这种主。
The Lord said, I'd rather not be this kind of Lord.
我要做主的话，就是凡事居首位，所有的事情我是做主。
If I want to be Lord, I want to be Lord of all things.
还有一种情况，有一次我就听到有人说，哎，我们这个奉献怎么可能全部都一次都怎么，我们没有人可以所有东西都好像奉献出去嘛。
Then some people say, it's not possible to consecrate everything, like give everything.
所以这个叫渐渐的奉献。
We have to consecrate gradually.
好像我今天好像渐渐的越来越奉献。
So more and more, I consecrate myself.
所以我第一次听的时候，我真的不晓得怎么反应，你知道。
So when I first heard this, I don't know how to react.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个奉献哦，是一个我们心的奉献。
This consecration is a consecration of the heart.
有些东西也许以后会有挣扎。
Maybe you will still have struggle.
但你知道你的心啊。
But you know your heart.
我的心里面我是愿意每一件事情主啊，你都可以拿走的。
In my heart, I'm willing that the Lord can take any of them.
所以在圣经里面的奉献是跟燔祭连在一起的，燔祭就是全身的燔祭。
And that's why in the Bible, when we talk about consecration, it's related to burnt offering.
所以那个献祭呢，是整个祭身全部烧光。
For a burnt offering, the whole animal is burned off.
你不是渐渐的，就是分好多次渐渐的烧，没有这种渐渐的烧。
It's not gradually burned, it's burned at one time.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们心愿不愿意完全的归给主，那个叫奉献。
So is our heart willing to completely be given to the Lord? That's some consecration.
然后有一些弟兄姊妹好像问他，没有，我现在都不问人有没有奉献了。
Now I don't ask brothers and sisters whether they have consecrated themselves.
好像今天就问他，哎，奉献的请举手。哦，大家都举手了。
Because when I say, for those who have consecrated, raise your hand, everybody will raise their hand.
所以有的人就是奉献的不清不楚。
Some people maybe are not clear about their consecration.
然后他就以为他奉献。
But they thought they have consecrated themselves.
所以哈，这个为什么我们弟兄们还有我今天为什么要一直讲奉献这件事？
That's why the brothers and today we still keep on talking about consecration.
因为请原谅我这样讲，有时候看我们的情况呢，就是不像奉献过。
Forgive me for saying this because when we look at our condition, it does not look like we have consecrated ourselves.
就算是有人说嘴巴说我是奉献的人了。
Even though there are people who say with their mouth that I have consecrated.
可奇怪，这个一些的表现呢，根本就不像是奉献过的。
But then, what comes out of their life doesn't seem like they have consecrated themselves.
当一个人一直以自己为中心，自以为是。
If they are self-centered and they think much of themselves.
然后心还是这么久，怎么还这么硬
？Or if their hearts are hard.
然后这么多年，为什么？那个里面没有真的改变啊。
Or inside of them, there's no real change.
而为什么在信心的经历上面这么的欠缺呢
？Or they're so lacking in the experience of faith.
就不像是一个奉献过的人。
Then it does not look like that person is a consecrated person.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在是有个很重的负担。
So we have a heavy burden here.
如果神要达到一个完成他的心意的话，
If God wants to accomplish His purpose，
我们如果不经过奉献这关的话，
Unless we go over this thing of consecration，
我们讲说耶稣基督居首位呢，这只是一个理论而已。
then talking about Christ having preeminence is just a theory.
这件事情只等到你一个人真实他心中完全奉献的时候呢，你开始碰到，开始进入这件事。
Only when you have consecrated yourself will you have touched this and you will have entered into it.
然后当我们奉献之后，献长之后了。
And then after you have consecrated yourself,
你发现神就开始试着把我们这个人的状况跟次序把它弄对。
Then you realize that the Lord make right this person and also the order in this person.
其实我上次复习我们年长弟兄讲的，就是我们人有灵魂体三个部分。
We review that our brother said we are three parts: spirit, soul, and body.
所以在基督没有居首位之前。
Before Christ has the preeminence,
你可以让身体居首位。
You can let your body have preeminence.
你可以让你的魂居首位。
Or your soul has preeminence.
就是没有神居首位。
But God is not.
所以有时候圣经为什么说这个？哎呀，人是属肉体的，然后肉体。
And that's why in the Bible you say a man is of the flesh.
那个肉体哈、啊，常常比较偏重在一个人是以身体居首位，就 flesh 身体居首位。
Flesh refers to the body being having the first place，
对不对？有时候我们喜欢，比如说，有时候我喜欢上网，对不对？那个眼睛就喜欢看这些东西嘛。
So for example, I like to go on the internet. The eyes want to look at those things.
对，看这些浪费时间的东西。
So they want to look at things that are actually waste my time.
有时候我们喜欢这个，哎呀，这个舒服的休息，或是去享受一下这个身体的放松。
Or like we want comfort of or relaxation.
啊，有人喜欢吃美食嘛。
Some people want to have good food.
然后那个如果是人的话，有时候他们这个男女的情欲都已经控制他们这个人了。
Or for worldly people, their fleshly lust have already overpowered them.
这叫让身体居首位。
This means that the body has preeminence.
然后我们也可以让我们这个魂啊，心思、意志、情感居首位。
Or we can let our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotion.
哎呀，我这样子想就一定是对的，我就是这样子要这样子想。
We let them be first, like whatever I think that is right.
然后可以钻牛角尖，钻成那个叫什么忧郁症。
Or then I get so into myself that I get depressed.
啊，有人这个情感哇太丰富，要不然就是太冷酷。这个我这个情感控制我这个人啊。
Or it's either in our emotion we're too cold-blooded or we're too full of emotion.
然后有人就是这个，哎呀，每天哦，对我刚刚已经讲过了，反正就有时候想太多事情，或者他这个意志这个坚定，就一定要做这些。
Or our mind has a lot going on there, or our will is so strong that we have to do what we want.
所有这些情况呢，主都没有把主摆在该有的地位。
In all these things, the Lord is not in his rightful place.
所以当我们在奉献之后，
So after consecrating ourselves,
然后圣灵就开始慢慢在我们身上有明显的工作。
The Holy Spirit will have clear work in us.
然后我们慢慢就有一个情况，好像我这个人就慢慢随从灵里面的这个感觉跟进行。
So this person will flow according to the Spirit or be stopped by the Spirit.
所以圣灵跟我们的神的旨意其实是合一的。
Now the Holy Spirit is one with God's will.
所以当我们的灵被摆在一个该有的次序的时候呢，神就让我们开始明白什么叫做基督居首位。
So when our spirit is in the right order, then we start to understand what does it mean to have Christ in preeminence.
我这两天在想一个事情。
I have been thinking about this few days.
比如说我想到保罗。
I think about Paul.
我觉得保罗这个人啊，他在他没有得救之前啊，是一个心思非常非常有学问的人。
Paul before he was saved, he was a very educated man.
然后他可能非常的逻辑，因为他是这个，他像就像我们今天读博士一样。
So like our PhD today, you know, Paul probably is a very logical person.
然后呢，我觉得他的意志可能是就像我们某些弟兄哈，他这个意志像钢铁一样的坚强。
And like some of our brothers, probably Paul has an iron will.
然后他的情感呢，非常的冷酷。
And in his emotion, he's very cold-blooded.
他看到尸体反被打死的时候呢，情感没有反应。When
he saw Stephen being persecuted to death, he didn't feel anything.
要杀基督徒，要逼迫基督徒，直接到家里面去抓人。
To kill Christian, he went to their homes to get them and kill them.
所以圣经形容他那个感觉像野兽一样。
And this was described as like a beast.
但是我就想保罗得救以后。
But then after he was saved.
哇，他常常为着弟兄姊妹流泪啊。
He always was in tears for brothers and sisters.
所以他的那个情感是让主的情感居首位。So
his emotion lets the emotion of Christ be in its rightful place.
不过我觉得他的那个心思还是非常的好，应该是说非常的逻辑，比如说非常逻辑，非常的细腻。
His mind is still very logical and in very detailed oriented.
然后立志还是蛮，还是对主的事情还是很刚强。
And then with regards to God's will and purpose, he's very strong.
所以这一些主可以用，但是经过十字架以后呢，还是让基督居首位所产生的一个结果。
So all this God can use, but it is the result of being going through the cross.
然后那个。 彼得,
and then Peter.
彼得他就是原来大家知道他三次不认主，对不对？
All of us know he denied Christ three times.
然后他又是很爱讲话。
And he loves to talk.
他可能就是反正想到什么事情就赶快讲。
Whenever he thinks of something immediately, he speak out.
但当主把他改变过来的时候，
But when the Lord changed him,
他可以为着不顾性命呢站起来为复活的基督做见证。
He can stand up and witness for this resurrected Christ without any regard for his own life.
也许神把他那个软弱，原本对神软弱的意志呢，因为基督居首位的缘故呢，成了一个对神刚强的意志。
Because now the Lord is at first place in his life, the Lord can make his weak will into a strong one.
然后他就慢慢变成一个不太讲话的人，应该是说。 慢慢变成一个可以不太讲，可以不讲话的人。
And then he gradually becomes a person who do not have to speak out all the time anymore.
所以我们之前才看到说，彼得到了晚年那个什么彼得前后书呢，圣经才把它稍微放进来。
And so we see at the end of 1st and 2nd Peter was put in the Bible.
然后那个马可福音其实基本上是彼得的传递给马可。
And we know that the book of Mark is actually what Peter told Mark. And
他可以在马可的后面，让马可写马可福音，他就隐藏在后面。
So he can be hidden at the back. He let Mark wrote it.
所以弟兄姊妹，是在奉献之后呢，你发现灵魂体的次序就开始被主调整。So
we can see that after consecration, the order of the spirit, soul, and body, the Lord can arrange it in the right way.
然后我们这个人呢，就慢慢慢慢，在神的手中呢，有了美好的变化。And
then we will be changed by the Lord in a beautiful way.
我们再看一个圣经叫启示录第二章。Let's
turn to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章二到五节。2 to 5. 启示录二章二到五，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人，你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. and has borne and has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from when thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent.
这个部分我要借用以前年老弟兄有的交通。
I'm going to borrow a sharing of an elder brother.
这封信是写给以弗所教会的。
Now this letter was written to the church in Ephesus.
所以大家记得那个监狱书信有一封是给以弗所教会的。
Remember, one of the prison letters was to the Ephesian church.
也许经过五六十年之后,
this is after maybe 50, 60 years.
或是更短的时间, 你发现这个教会的光景坠落。
Or even in a shorter time, you see this church condition has fallen greatly.
这个教会外面有很多的劳碌。
Now outwardly, this church has a lot of labor.
可是呢, 如果我们今天去那个教会去看的话,
now today, when we go to this kind of church,
我们会觉得这个教会非常的好。
We feel this is a good church.
非常的这个对为主摆上。
Because they have given a lot to the Lord.
也许我们就说,哇,这是真是一个非常高,非常属灵的教会。
Maybe we say this is a very spiritual church.
结果神直接看到人的内心。
And yet the Lord sees the heart.
他说他透过那个表面各样的活动,看到人心中真实的光景。
So he looks through all the outward activities into the condition of the heart.
他说有一个重要的事情,我要责备你啊。
There is one important thing I want to rebuke you.
或是更严重,他说我要反对你。
I have something against you.
因为你把那个起初的爱心, 那个 first love, 已经离弃了。
Because thou hast left your first love.
所以,已经有很多弟兄们在讲说,对啊,我们应该要恢复起初的爱。
So many brothers said, oh yes, we have to recover first love.
但是很难形容什么叫做起初的爱。
But it is very hard to describe what is first love.
有人就说,对,这是你刚刚信主的时候,那时候的爱。
So some people say, this is the love when you just first believe in the Lord.
这个也不对,因为我刚刚信主的时候也不是很爱主。
Well, this is not quite right, because when I first believe, I don't really love the Lord that much.
有人就说,起初的爱应该就是很单纯的爱。
Some people say this love must be very simple.
就很pure. 但是你要单纯到什么地步很单纯。
But to what degree do you have to be pure and simple?
然后有人说,我们要不计代价,或者说不带条件的来爱主。
Some people say this should be an unconditional love.
好多的讲法,到底爱到什么程度就变成起初的爱呢?
So to what degree should you love to become first love?
所以有一个领会。
So there is a realization here.
这个 first love 有一个起初就第一啊。
Now first love talks of first.
意思就是说,如果我们把主摆在第一位的话呢,那个就是起初的爱。
That is, if the Lord is in the first place, then that is first love.
弟兄姊妹,如果,我不知道你心中有没有一个意愿要爱主。
I don't know if you have a desire to love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们心中没有意愿爱主的话,这些都白讲了。
If we do not even have that desire to love the Lord, then we don't even have to talk about this.
但如果你心中真的被主有点摸着说,我愿意爱主。
If you have been touched by the Lord and you said, I want to love the Lord.
我们要恢复那个起初的爱。
And want to recover this first love.
那个起初的爱就是让主在我们身上居第一位。
That love is to let the Lord be first.
这样一看的时候,你发现,哎呀,这个就很清楚了。如果这件事情让主第一位,其实我尊重主,我就是爱他。
So then this becomes easy. If I let the Lord be first in this thing, I honor him, then I love him.
所以这个事情有时候不容易。比如说，主耶稣讲过一句话。
For example, the Lord said something like this.
他说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。
If you have my commandment and you do it, then this is one who loves me.
所以不同的人讲的时候，有时候味道不太一样。
If this thing is spoken by different person, It sounds different from different people.
有一个弟兄叫C.T. Studd, 施达德弟兄。
There's a brother called C.T. Studd.
对，施弟兄，这个施弟兄，施弟兄早上跪在主的面前读圣经的时候。
Brother Studd, every morning when he knelt before the Lord and read the Bible.
他说，主啊，今天你有什么命令要在我身上，我能够遵守。
He said, Lord, today, do you have any command that you want me to obey?
这个味道是对的。
This has the right taste to it.
在灵里面，主给我一个感觉，我今天受这个灵的引导。
The Lord give me a spirit and give me the Holy Spirit and follow this Holy Spirit.
让我愿意顺服主，你帮助我能够遵守。
And I obey the Holy Spirit and was helped to obey.
但如果哈，我只是说，哎呀，主叫我不可停止聚会。
But then if I say, oh, the Lord said I should not stop going to meetings.
哎呀，我就好好的，但这也不是不好，就是。这个，或是说叫我要，常常喜乐好了。
Or oh, rejoice always.
我就要一定要喜乐啊！你不可以不喜乐嘛。
Then of course I have to be rejoicing. I cannot not rejoice.
我要遵守啊。
Because I have to keep the command.
这个就不是这条路。
This is not the way.
有时候我也听到弟兄姊妹会这样说哈。
I've also heard brothers and sisters say.
对。不要对号入座。如果你要对号入座，在神面前对号入座。啊，听不懂没关系。就有的时候我们听有人说，哎呀，我这个我不够好，我这个基督徒做的不够好。
They said, oh, I'm not a good enough Christian.
就是我这个事情也没做好，那个事情也没做好。
Because I didn't do well in this thing, I didn't do well in that thing.
我这个管理时间也没管理好。
I don't know how to manage my time.
然后明明要念书，我又懒惰，就躺在那边睡觉。
I have to study, but I'm not. I go to sleep.
然后我要这个给别人看到我这是一个见证的一个好基督徒。哎呀，我感觉自己也没做不到。
I want to give a good testimony, but I didn't really do it.
就我刚开始听的时候。我不太知道怎么回答。
When I first heard this, I don't know how to reply to that.
你说不对呢，也不是不对，因为要做好基督徒嘛。
If you say that's wrong, you cannot say that because of course you want to be a good Christian.
难道我说不对，说你要做个坏基督徒，还不可以这样讲
？If I say no, does it mean I'm saying you have to be a bad Christian?
那我说对对对，你要做个好基督徒，那我是鼓励他好好的变好吗？
But if I say yes, you have to be a good Christian, am I encouraging him to become good?
所以这个事情我真的想了好几个月。
So I was thinking about this for many months.
所以也许我今天的这个一个感觉是这样。
So today, this is what I feel.
弟兄姊妹，不要再做一个好基督徒了。
Brothers and sisters, do not be a good Christian.
弟兄你在讲什么异端？
Then maybe, oh, what are you saying? Is that heresy?
弟兄们，不要，我想小心一点，不要靠着自己想要做一个好基督徒了。
I have to be careful on this. It means that you cannot depend on yourself to be a good Christian.
什么是好基督徒？是爱主的基督徒。
What is a good Christian? It is one who loves the Lord.
什么是爱主的基督徒？就是把主摆在第一位的基督徒。
What does it mean to love the Lord? It is putting Him in the first place.
弟兄姊妹，我们要把这个感觉转过来。
We have to turn this around.
主啊，这个事情呢，你居首位。
Lord, you are first in this thing.
那个事情呢，我尊重你为大。
In that thing, I regard you first.
那个，我今天太懒惰，我在你面前悔改，我没有尊你为大。
I'm too lazy today. I repent before you. I did not put you first.
我现在这个上网看太多，主啊，你居首位，你让我，你帮助我能够顺服下来，我现在就停了。
I really went to the internet too long. Lord, I repent on this. Lord, you let me not do it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样把那个眼目集中在我们的主的身上的时候，
If our focus is on the Lord himself,
你发现圣灵的果子就结起来了。
then we realize that the fruit of the Spirit naturally is born.
你里面有真平安了。
There is real peace inside.
里面有真喜乐。And
there's real joy.
有些事情你不是强迫自己节制，你现在我自然的不想去上网。
It's not that you force yourself not to do it, but naturally you don't want to do it.
弟兄姊妹，这个是起初的爱。
This is first love.
我们要恢复，要走这条路。
We have to recover. We have to walk this way.
然后最后我要再提一件事情。
And then one more thing.
大家有些人可能不爱听。
Maybe some of you don't like to hear this.
让基督居首位有一件事情，我们要尊重主是一件事情的开头。
To let Christ be in preeminence means that He is the beginning.
也就是说，这件事情是主他开始，照着他旨意所开始的。
It is that this thing is begun by the Lord according to what He wants.
所以我知道很多弟兄姊妹挣扎，为什么我们这边希望弟兄姊妹不要过圣诞节。
So maybe some brothers and sisters struggle, why do we not celebrate Christmas here?
因为圣诞节就是怎么讲，已经是一个基督徒当中一个非常传统庆祝主诞生的一个时间。
Because Christmas is a very traditional thing among Christians.
我曾经参加过国外，就是。 就是在台湾参加过这个他们的一种圣诞聚会庆祝聚会。
In the past, I had been in a like Christmas celebration in Taiwan.
对，我看到有一个人主持整个聚会的这整个庆祝的活动的这个节目。
This is in a church, so there's somebody who is responsible for this celebration.
但是从情绪上来讲，当然是很高兴了，是没有错。
Well, of course, everybody was very happy there.
对，但是当我看到我的长辈在台上跳康康舞的时候呢，我心中其实蛮难过。But
then when I saw elderly people up there in the stage, they were dancing.
然后我也听过一个，我跟一个美国姊妹谈过。
And I spoke with an American sister.
对，那时候我才刚信主。
At that time, I was a new believer.
他说你趁着圣诞节好好告诉耶稣的事情，趁这个机会，大家平常都不想嘛，趁着圣诞节说大家稍微想一想，这不是很好吗？
Oh, the sister said that isn't it a good idea that you know. Use this Christmas season to tell other people about Christ because normally they don't think about Him at all.
所以啊，我今天不仔细讲，但是，OK，圣经里面的确没有叫我们庆祝圣诞节。Now
the Bible never tells us to celebrate Christmas.
对，然后呢，当有一些弟兄们去追寻圣诞节的源头。
So when some brothers try to trace the origin of Christmas,
弟兄姊妹注意啊，这叫开头，圣诞节是怎么开头的？
So pay attention to this. We're talking about origin, how it started.
因为你读使徒行传的时候，那时候完全没有圣诞节。
Because when you read the book of Acts, you don't find Christmas.
那到底圣诞节怎么开始？
So how does the Christmas start?
哎，他们慢慢就发现，哦，原来这个12月25日呢，是太阳神的生日。
Then they realized that December 25th is the birthday of the sun god.
以前罗马的皇帝说，哎呀，我们这个其他的神啊，都有什么生日庆祝，为什么耶稣这个基督教没有啊？
You know, the emperor thinks, oh, you know, other gods have birthday. Why can't, you know, Jesus have a birthday too?
是第一个。
So then we have to, you know, pick a day and say that's his birthday.
但是根据圣经，我们不知道生日是哪一天，不知道。But
then in the Bible, we don't know what is the birthday of Jesus.
那太阳神的生日借用过来，借用一下没关系。因为主耶稣很像太阳，公义的太阳。
And so, we'll just borrow the birthday of that sun god because Jesus is like the sun.
所以这个是圣诞节的源头。
So this is the origin of Christmas.
那圣诞树是哪来的？
Now, where does Christmas tree come from?
有人就是也往前看，他就是发现，哎，这个好像跟以前拜偶像的东西是有关系。
So they trace back and realize that this has something to do with worshiping idols.
那圣诞那个老公公哪里来的？
Now, where does Santa Claus come from?
对，是可口可乐吗？我忘记了，好像是可口可乐还是他们早期借用一个天主教的一个道修道士的形象，反正慢慢把它产生出来。
So it's the same thing. They borrow like in a monastery. I think there's like a saint. So they use his image, and then it was also in commercial. And so that's how it all started.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们没有办法强迫任何人。
Now, we're not trying to force anybody.
我只希望说我们回去想一想。
But let us all go back and think about this.
如果一个事情呢不是主开头的，
If this thing is not started by the Lord,
甚至它的开头根本是就是偏离了这个神的原则，
And its origin, in fact, departed from the principle of God,
纵然它的内容是有许多的好心，
even though inside there's not a lot of good intention,
但是请记得哈，基督居首位。
But then think about this, Christ has to have the first place.
基督是开头，他居首位这件事情呢，大过人一切的好意。
Christ is the beginning, he has the preeminence. This is way more important than good intentions of men.
因为只有基督居首位，基督开头呢，才能够讨他的喜悦。
Only when he begins it and he has the first place will it please him.
好，我想我今天的交通就到这里。
So I'll end my sharing today here.
我们就先祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们恭敬地来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you.
主啊，如果没有完全的把心归给你的话，主啊，你实在是不能满意。
Lord, if we do not give all of our heart to you, you will not be pleased.
主啊，你甚至没有办法开头在我们身上做你要做的工。
You cannot even start your work in us.
主啊，求你的爱再次的浇灌在我们心里。
May your heart be poured into our hearts.
主啊，我们能够跨过那个惧怕。
That we will overcome that fear.
主啊，把我们的一生，主啊，毫无保留的交给你。
That without any reservation, we will give our all to you.
好像我们以后持续的主啊，能够尊你为大，遵行你的旨意。
That we can really put you first and magnify you, Lord.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.